Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And now to Texas, where Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner said yesterday, "We are in the middle of a storm." He was talking about his city's battle with coronavirus infections spreading, hospitalizations rising, and a positivity rate inching toward 18%. The city is urging residents to take precautions as it promises to increase vaccinations. So far, Houston has administered more than 14,000 doses. That doesn't, however, include doses being distributed by private hospitals like Houston Methodist, which received about 54,000. Dr. Mark Boom is CEO of the Houston Methodist System, where he's also a primary care physician. Dr. Boom, welcome back.
It's good to be with you.
So you've already administered almost 45,000 of the doses you received through the hospital, and we hear you're now vaccinating people in Category 1B. So who's included in that, and how does the delivery work in your hospitals?
Yes, that's correct. We've actually vaccinated almost 40,000 first doses and well over 10,000 second doses as of start of day today, so now just at 50,000 total doses administered. We decided to start with over 75-year-old individuals, recognizing that, you know, when you look at the entire spectrum of 1B, it's such a massive number. We wanted to get to the most vulnerable patients possible. We've already vaccinated more than 12,000 of those individuals. The rest of the vaccines we described are all healthcare workers, outside 1A workers, et cetera, and plan to do many, many more.
And your hospitals, of course, would be administering shots with some regularity anyway, but this has to be a completely different scale. So what kind of infrastructure did you have to put in place to get this done?
Yeah, this is not like anything we normally do. I mean, if you come to, for example, our main hospital, it's about 1,000-bed medical center. And if I go downstairs, our entire lobby now is basically vaccinating all of our employees for their second doses. And then our whole conference room infrastructure downstairs is where patients from outside are coming in. Now, we're going to pivot that over the next week to an off-site building because it has better parking and easier to do, particularly as we scale up. And then we're doing the same thing across our system at every one of our hospitals. This weekend, we're doing essentially a mega event on Saturday with 4,000 to 5,000 individuals will be vaccinated at one central site for Houston as well. That's part of our being one of the three hubs here in the greater Houston area.
So there's no doubt you're ramping up and you're getting vaccines into arms, but we have read about some problems. Some Houston Methodist patients, for example, who fit the criteria for getting the vaccine, say they've been unable to actually get it. One man told the Houston Chronicle, for example, that he scheduled an appointment online through a link that a friend had sent him, but that appointment was canceled. Another 75-year-old who also had a canceled appointment said he went anyway and actually got the vaccine after waiting for 2.5 hours. I realize these are anecdotes, but it sounds like there's a little element of luck involved in getting the vaccine. So how are you addressing that?
Well, you know, this is complicated. I mean, I think everybody needs to understand that. What happened was right after Christmas, we were sitting there advocating with the state to allow us to vaccinate people in 1B because we were not able to go fast enough just with 1A. And when they gave us the green light, we sent out a link, and that link went quickly viral. And some people, frankly, you know, outside of the age band who were scheduling shouldn't have done that. So we pulled a few of those off the schedule. But the reality is there is, you know, dozens and dozens and dozens of times the demand as there is supply at the present time. We're doing our best to get everybody an appointment as quickly as they possibly can. But to put that in perspective, the entire city of Houston, the whole greater Houston area, is getting about 30,000 doses for first vaccinations this week. The population is 7.2 million people.
Besides asking people to sort of be patient and understand how difficult this process is, do you have some suggestions about how the system could get even better? Because we've heard some 36 state lawmakers sign a letter criticizing public health officials for a system that they say is kind of random and too confusing.
The first and foremost issue is we need to figure out how to get more supply to the states, because there are many institutions like ours who are able to ramp up far beyond where we are. The whole pharmacy infrastructure hasn't been tapped yet. We actually have a great process, great collaboration between all the Texas Medical Center hospitals, our city officials, our county officials, really looking at a community-wide vaccination plan. But again, the rate limiting factor is getting the vaccine in from the federal government into the state so that it can be distributed and we can go more quickly.
Before you go, Dr. Boom, I do want to ask you about a bonus that you've just unveiled. It's a thank you to your staff for coping with some very challenging circumstances. And also, as I understand it, it's an incentive to get them vaccinated. Tell us about that.
On New Year's Eve Day, we announced a $500 hope bonus, basically recognizing how tough these couple months through the winter are going to be and wanting to give everybody something to look forward to. One of the criteria for that was needing to be vaccinated because we believe that as healthcare workers, our sacred obligation is to protect our patients, and we do that best if we're all vaccinated. We also need to lead the way for the community. And if I look at my entire employee base, we're already now at 65% are vaccinated. Our physicians are 91, 92% vaccinated at this point, and those numbers keep going up every day, which is great news.
And I can imagine that inspires some public confidence when patients see their own healthcare providers getting the vaccine themselves. That's Dr. Mark Boom. He's CEO of Houston Methodist Hospital. His hospital has vaccinated already about 50,000 people. Dr. Boom, thank you.
Thank you.